This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Thursday morning as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, don't forget about the fact that we also appreciate the fact that we have our military men and women listening to us, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and we thank all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, we thank all of you out there, along with the Roughnecks, for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Facebook, and like the page. And you can also jump into our chat room if you want. And good morning to you, Flip. All right, well, I'm going to start out with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's where we're at with the Pledge of Allegiance. And we understand and emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana had a little something to say yesterday about about Rod Rosenstein appearing in front of the Senate committee. Listen to what he had to say. I love this guy. This is great.
Today's Senate hearing, let's bring in the Senator from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy, who serves on the Judiciary Committee. Senator, thank you for your time this morning. Ahead of all of this, first start off by telling us what conclusions, based on all of the information, data, interviews, documents that you have been able to see heading into this, what conclusions you have drawn about the origins of that investigation.
Well, if you know the difference between a law book and a J. Crew catalog, you can see that there were illegalities. Inspector General Horwitz's report, the debacle with Carter Page, with General Flynn, the fact that Chairman Schiff interviewed in secret and under oath over 50 witnesses, most of whom were from the Obama administration, who testified there was no collusion, and then the chairman went right out in front of the press and said, "I have direct evidence of collusion, and certain members of the press sucked it up like a Hoover Deluxe." And what we're going to try to do with Mr. Rosenstein today is get some straight answers. I'm a pretty simple guy. I like straight answers and breakfast food. And what I want to know from the former Deputy Attorney General today is what happened, why it happened, what did he know, why didn't he know, and what in God's name are we going to do about it? Because all these chuckleheads have really hurt the premier law enforcement institution in all of human history. That's the FBI.
dealing with, but we don't know.
Before we finish, I want to say something about New York, Sandra, because I'm really worried about it.
All right. Well, that was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and I'm telling you, I love the guy. I mean, the you couldn't make that stuff up if you tried. He's down home and really gets to the point. Now, in the meantime, let's listen to Mike Pence and what he said. Very short little clip here from Mike Pence about the looters and the rioters.
First and foremost, so we share the grief of every American at the tragic death of George Floyd. And as the president said yesterday in the Rose Garden, that we stand by peaceful protesters in this country. But the violence, the looting, the rioting, and people using violence against shopkeepers and law enforcement is just a disgrace. And President Trump made it clear yesterday that we're going to call on governors across the country to use the full strength of their National Guard as needed to restore law and order to their street. This is about preserving the right of Americans to peacefully protest. It's also about simply ensuring that we protect all the citizens of our communities. It is really inexplicable, Jackie, that people that are showing up just to riot and just to loot in these protests are actually doing violence in many cases to the very stores and the very businesses that serve the communities that they are supposedly there to champion.
Now, again, the thing of it is Antifa, there's a misnomer about Antifa. I've had a number of people tell me that, the black leaders, and we need to find out who they are and this, that, and the other. No. The majority of the Antifa members that are there, that are running this little episode, are white. And if you don't believe me, take a look at where they got their start. Portland, Oregon. The people you see in the street. Take a look at the people in the street. They're white. Yeah, there's some blacks in there, some Latinos too. But I'm telling you, they're white. These are affluent people that have been indoctrinated, thanks to the educational system of the United States of America, to the thoughts that they currently have. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do government officials and other big-time in their own mind individuals like Bill Gates and George Soros don't tread on me? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, whether it was King George of England pushing the American colonists to the edge or hypocrite Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan today, who has caused the permanent demise of businesses throughout northern Michigan because of the business shutdown and social distancing draconian measures she imposed upon the citizenry but did not follow herself. Living in Michigan today makes it increasingly easy to identify with the ongoing fight for liberty the colonists had to pursue. Today, wannabe dictators like Joe Biden, Gretchen Whitmer, or unelected societal bullies like Bill Gates and Dr. Hannibal Lecter Fauci derive a sick and demented pleasure from abusing we the people. Thus, the time is now for us to appreciate God's gift of life and unalienable rights. To reestablish a vigorous Don't Tread on Me movement, the time is now or never. With providential guidance, we can defeat the wannabe dictators of today. I'm ready. Are you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
All right, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. And you know, while the factories were slowing production, Dave Moss went on a buying spree, making huge orders. And now their inventory of new Nissans and Acuras is over 750. Now, to get the Murano, the Rogue, the Titan, or Acura MDX in the color you want, along with the newest cool accessories, go see Moss. Before you buy that Nissan or that Acura somewhere else, see Moss, because they got the vehicle you want, while the other guys might not. And at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, their goal is to never lose your business over price. Moss Nissan in Crystal River, by the way, just received a prestigious Mark of Excellence Award from Nissan. Great job, guys. I'm proud of you up there. And by the way, searching for a new improved service experience? How about the Moss service departments, too? They handle all makes and all models. Moss Nissan and Acura. Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save, which now applies to pastors and faith workers, in addition to vets, as well as active duty military and first responders. Locations in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, where you can go and see the Moss Acura or the Moss Nissan dealerships. Two ways to find them online, mossnissan.com, mossacura.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money. The $500 you get right off the bat by telling them the captain sent you. $500 right off the bat. All righty. Joining us on the phone lines, he was AWOL earlier, but that's because he couldn't get out of bed. Ron Edwards, right?
Good morning, yeah.
All right, well, listen, what I've been talking about all night, obviously, is the situation with the police officer, the officers up there. Now, they've all been charged right now. The lead officer was charged with second-degree murder, which is going to be a little bit harder to prove, but it updates upgrades the charge from third to second. And all the other ones are being charged as accessories to the fact. So everybody's been charged. I guess they're doing that to see if it'll appease things and slow things down a little bit. But again, due process has to come into play, and if any judge or appeals court thinks they're jamming things through to get them through, then that could be in big trouble for the prosecution, couldn't it?
It could be, but I do think that the higher charge is more in line with what happened. Considering the situation, and I'm glad that they did round the other ones up, and they also are charging them with something as well. In my opinion, it was a very horrible situation, and you're right. Also, hopefully that it will cool things down, because that was one of the demands that everyone be charged, and they thought that the charges should be higher, at least for the murderer.
Well, we have a real problem right now when it comes to Antifa. First of all, there's an unfortunate circumstance where people are blaming Antifa as predominantly black. It is not.
No.
Antifa
no.
is predominantly a white organization, which got its roots up in Portland, Oregon. Now, I'm going to go to the telephone lines here real quick, and let's take a caller. Good morning. Who's this, Sean?
Yeah, hi. I'm Ron. I'm glad you're on today. I'm all right. Well, as good as can be expected. I have a real question for you, being that you're a black fella. And I want to know what you think Martin Luther King would be looked upon today if he was talking and, you know, giving his great speeches and et cetera. Everything he did that was so great. What do you think the Democrat Party would refer to him as in this day and age? Because I think it would start with uncle. And I really want to get your opinion on that.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Honestly.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Ron.
Well, for the most part, the Democrat Party has shifted even further left than it was during the 1960s. It was horrible as a party back then, in my opinion, as well. It was the party of Bull Connor and that whole group of rednecks and all of that. So many Democrats today would probably call Martin Luther King a racist, not a racist, but an Uncle Tom and things of that nature, because Martin Luther King Jr., especially in the beginning of his movement, called for the United States to adhere to its constitutional values.
That's right.
Its constitution, before the movement was sort of overrun by the communist influences later on. So on that level, he would not have been so lionized as he was mm-hmm. later in his career. That's how I see it. Yeah.
Now we're getting some intel from Dallas. Sally over there in Plano, Texas, over near Dallas, is telling us that somebody piled up a stack of bricks next to a building in downtown Dallas near a parking building. There's no construction going on there. I've got another message here from, let's see, this is Kathy. Kathy, what did she say here? Oh, something about protests that are going on, or they're threatened. This group Antifa is threatening to come into the suburbs and come into the more affluent areas and go after people. We had Chris Markowski on here about 45 minutes ago, and he was talking about how the kids were being told, "Don't wear your school identifications, you know, for who you are and whatnot."
Yeah, I mean, we've had some of that situations going on here. They're moving to the affluent areas because one of the statements told to me was that they want to make everyone feel uncomfortable and about racism, and they want everyone to acknowledge it and to apologize and repent of the sin. I don't know if you saw, Captain, I saw a horrible video where there's hundreds and hundreds of white people making a pledge, basically, in my opinion, to worship black people. I mean, you can't just force people to like somebody or not. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we're all sovereign individuals, and the best way to get along with folks is to be the best individual that you can be, and let's unite as Americans and go from there. But what I saw was very scary.
Well, you know, they're trying to shame people right now. They're trying to shame people into, and the other thing is there's this, what is this, this payback of money for slavery, $352,000. Yeah, $352,000. They're out of their mind. $14 trillion they want for that. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
The last time I checked, Captain, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but everyone that was involved in all of that stuff that they want to get money for, they've all been dead for a long time.
Correct.
And like I said, you know, I blame the schools for this. People have been indoctrinated, and all this stuff is taught in schools and to white Americans that this country is horrible, that it's all racist, and they're buying into it in droves. And, you know, we've got to pray for this nation, and we really have to fight.
Here's the sign of the times, and this tells me all I need to know. 58% of the college students that were polled believe that these riots are justified.
Yeah, there's no justification for this.
No,
madness,
of course
none
not.
None whatsoever. And how are you going to destroy? These people run around talking about lack of opportunities. They can't get this, can't get that.
Yep.
And they burn away your opportunity.
And they're attacking.
Where are they going to go for dinner?
And they're attacking the police. And then we hear the Los Angeles mayor and the city councilman over there saying, "Well, we want to cut back the police budget by $100 million." Sure. Then who's going to protect them?
Then they push back the curfew till after dark.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they were first late at the beginning. Then they brought them up earlier.
All right.
You have a curfew.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, but we will talk to you again next week. So you stay low.
Take care. Bye.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'm glad he called in. A little bit late, but that's what happens once in a while. You sleep past the alarm clock. Ask Flip. Flip will tell you that one. And Flip, I forgot my patented thing. Ron Edwards. All right, we're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Got some questions for him, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office upgraded charges against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck and charged the other three fired officers at the scene with aiding and abetting murder.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. Arrest warrants were issued were former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. The charges of police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense.
Quincy Mason Floyd, the son of George Floyd, spoke out at a press conference thanking prosecutors and demanding justice.
I'm happy that all officers have been arrested. My father has not been killed like this. We deserve justice. That's all I have to say.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
America. Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, and now it's time for my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. The other one down here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, they have two locations to serve you, and Bo is here working out of the Clearwater location, but every now and then Bo takes a little trip up there to Concord, Mass, too, right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, now tell us, first of all, the difference between the two schools. I know there's a difference in hours or something like that.
So really the main difference between our National Aviation Academy's two locations is here in Clearwater, Florida, we have a 3,000-hour and a 1,000-hour program, along with a 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program. Up in Massachusetts, we have just the 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program, which gets you through the certification process and able to test for your federal aviation, airframe, power plant certifications. And we only run a day shift currently up there in Massachusetts. Down here in Clearwater, we run a day shift and a night shift for all three of those programs.
Okay, well, TJ in Denver has chimed in, and good morning, TJ. He's listening to us on 710 up there, KNUS, and we thank him very much for doing that. He's asking a question about coming to school to learn the trade. He's a veteran, okay? He's been out for about a year and a half now, and he's asking a question about coming down here to learn the trade. And he says, first of all, How does it work with his GI Bill? What does he have to do? Do you walk him through it? Does he have to do it?
So for all veterans that are looking to go to National Aviation Academy or any school, the very first thing, the best advice I can give you is go online, see exactly what your educational benefits are. You will get a certificate of eligibility. You can get told how many months of eligibility you have and what your total eligibility will be to go to school. You can also, that's under the post 9/11 GI Bill. You can also, you know, research vocational rehabilitation, see if you qualify for that. But National Aviation Academy, we have financial aid reps, and both of our locations have a school certifying official that works directly with veterans and the Veterans Administration to certify your educational benefits. So if you contact us, contact one of our admissions reps. They'll put you in touch with the VA certifying official at one of our locations, and we can help walk you through the process. It's very important that veterans know that your education benefits, like all your VA benefits, are your responsibility. You have to understand how they work and ask questions of the school, ask questions of your financial aid rep, and also do your own research and go on the VA's website to research your educational benefits. The whole COVID-19 pandemic has caused a lot of uncertainty for our veterans, you know, for National Aviation Academy and veterans across the country that were enrolled in school when this happened. So, you know, stay in contact with the school certifying officials at your schools, and try to navigate through that. You know, National Aviation Academy has worked very diligently to make sure all of our veterans that are enrolled at both of our locations were treated as fairly as possible. And National Aviation Academy has been in constant contact with the Veterans Administration, trying to get help and guidance on how to deal with the veterans, because veterans' benefits are very different than your typical federal student aid that students receive under Title IV to go to school. So contact the school certifying officials, ask them the questions, do your own research on the Veterans Administration website, and National Aviation Academy is here to help you with any of those questions. You know, any school that you go to, be diligent, research your benefits.
And I'm talking, folks, to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. If you have a question and you want to call in, the number is 877-969-8600. Otherwise, go over to the Facebook chat room like Stan just did. And Stan is in Columbus, Ohio, listening to us up there. And he just asked us a question. So the question is, I am a pre-9/11 veteran. I've never used my educational benefits. Do I still have them?
You can go on the VA website. You can put in your information, and they should be able to answer that question through a certificate of eligibility to tell you what you're eligible for. If you can also call them. Of course, call the VA. You know, sometimes that takes a little bit if you want to get on the phone and be on hold for some time. Or you can contact a school that you're looking to go to, and that VA certifying official can help you figure out if you're still eligible and what you may be eligible for.
Now, I have a suggestion for James up in Valdosta, Georgia. James is one of those people who his hours have been cut down and all that sort of stuff, and he's been thinking about perhaps coming down here to go to school. Now, Valdosta's not that far away. Sure. But you come down here for the week, and then you go back for the weekend, you know, back to the home.
Sure, absolutely, like absolutely.
Okay, so if he was able to do something like that, what's the best way for him to do that? Stay in a motel, get an apartment, what?
You know, quite honestly, that's going to have to be a personal choice on your personal financial situation, right? Here in the Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay area, rent is expensive. Staying in a hotel is expensive. We do have people, and we've had students in the past that have like travel trailers and things like that, and they rent a lot in one of the trailer parks close to the school. So that's an economical way to do it. But again, that's up to your own personal financial situation, and you have to evaluate that and see what's the most beneficial for you. You know, one of the things that National Aviation Academy has going on right now, and I think this is all good news for everybody, is our Clearwater campus. We opened back up on May 18th here in Florida. Monday, June 8th, we're going to open our Massachusetts location. It's going to be back open. So for all those students that have been waiting for the school to reopen back up there, June 8th, the school is going to reopen. We're looking, you know, to have all of our students back. We're excited about it. And now our students can continue to move forward with their certification process and, you know, get out there and go to work as soon as they get completed.
Now, the big deal right now is we know we've got several thousand airplanes parked.
Yes.
And we know that they all have to be inspected and recertified to be put in the air. To me, that sounds like job security for an aviation maintenance tech.
Sure. Right now, there is some uncertainty out there. I'm not going to – everybody's seen it on the news. Everybody's seen aircraft park. Everybody hears about the aerospace industry took a huge hit over this. For somebody that worked through the September 11th, that worked through the economic downturn.
That was worse. That was much worse. There was nothing flying.
No, well, there was nothing flying. Yeah. You know, aviation, the aerospace industry will rebound. It may take some time, but I'm fairly confident as things ease up across the United States, people are going to start traveling again. You know, our students are excited to be back. You know, staff, people that I know, mm-hmm. you know, if, you know, once travel opens back up, you know, people are already talking about taking trips, people that I know.
Let me tell you what I've seen lately over here at the airport. Not so much the commercial planes flying, but I've seen the private planes coming in. The twin-engine prop mm-hmm. jets and the jets, you know, like the Lear jets, the little ones, and then the bigger ones. One plane that landed here last night just before dark, it looked like it probably sat about 20 to 24 people. And it was a private plane, no markings on it, just the, you know, whatever the tail number was. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I'll bet people are flying private now.
Sure. You know, the corporations, the companies, the individuals that have access to a private aircraft, absolutely, they're making use of that. You know, one of the biggest things I think people are worried about is getting in an airplane with 200, 250 people mm-hmm. and somebody being sick on that airplane. Like I said before on the show, if you're worried about catching something from a fellow passenger 10 years ago on an airline, then you should still be concerned about it today. Mm-hmm. But I am 100% confident the aircraft are cleaner today than they were 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. So air travel is the safest mode of transportation. Everybody has to take responsibility for their own personal safety, though.
Now, what different things have you done over at your campus? I think you told me that you spread things out to keep that social distancing. So what did you do over there in Clearwater?
So at our Clearwater campus specifically and at our Massachusetts location, we've taken up the social distancing thing. We're also disinfecting during breaks and lunch and numerous things like that.
Okay, folks, I'm going to be back with Bo here in just a little bit. But right now we have to take a break, and then I got to do the beach and boating forecast. And then Bo will come back and wrap things up with us. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back, broadcasting on a Thursday morning. Hope you're having a great day out there. And we'll get into crystal ball a little bit when I do my beach and boating forecast. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Before we get to the beach and boating forecast, I want to remind everybody that I'll be at the Two Guys Gun Show this weekend in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's located at 6340 126th Avenue North. I'll be there Saturday. The show is from 9 to 5. I'll be there from 9 to 3. And Sunday, the show goes from 9 to 3. I'll be there from 9 to 1. So stop by. Say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff to hand out. I'll have some surprises there. You never know who's liable to show up, but I'll have some surprise guests there. And might even have a pretty lady or two hanging around there, too. So stop on by. Two Guys Gun Shows at the Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Go. And to find out more, go to the website twoguysshows.com. All right, here we go. Beach and boating forecast time. Okie dokie. And for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's time for the beach and boating forecast. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, today, tomorrow, Saturday, and even into Sunday, we're going to have rain on and off all day long. It's going to be wet. Now, today, the winds will be out of the east-southeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature is both at 84 degrees. We had our high tide this morning at 2:38 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 6:41 a.m., about 41 minutes after I get off the airwaves. And remember that there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing too. Now, we have the largest franchise of all the Freedom Boat Clubs right here in Tampa Bay. 500 boats, 30 locations of the 213 locations across America. If you join here, you can go anywhere in the system. Same way up there. If you belong up there, come on down here. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. And you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your family and friends, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club, you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make a reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. All you got to do is call the Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM, that number 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. For a limited time, you get a month's free membership and $1,000 off the initiation fee for a limited time. Okay, give them a shout and check them out. All right, we've got Bo back with us. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, what I always try to tell people is the job that's involved, okay, it's a little bit more than just you're going to work 9 to 5. People can make a lot of money doing this if they just apply themselves. And the possibility is there the first year to make around $60,000. That's what the national average currently says. We know that. But it's possible you can make a lot more than that if you just have God's abilities they gave you and you want to work the extra hours, because it seems to me right now there's plenty of extra time to do things.
Sure. For myself in the aviation industry, I've always worked jobs in the past to where, you know, overtime was essentially unlimited. You could work as much overtime as you wanted. So that base pay is always really nice. But that overtime, if you're looking to buy a new toy or something like that, you'd work that overtime. You know, you go out there, you can afford that new toy. You know, National Aviation Academy is going to get you through the certification process to where you can test for your Federal Aviation Administration Airframe Power Plant certification. You know, which is going to open up many, many doors. Remember, skill sets that we train in are also transferable over into other industries too. So, you know, hydraulics, pneumatics, electricity, sheet metal, composites, you know, all of that transfers into other industries. So, you're not just stuck working solely on an aircraft, on a ramp or inside a hangar. You can be in a production facility, a manufacturer, many other parallel industries. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, do your research, see if National Aviation Academy is a fit for you, and see if it's really what you expect it to be, and the skill set is something that you're really interested in and want to learn.
Now, what do you tell somebody like a friend of mine named Andy that works for a car dealer? He's worked there for 20 years, and he's kind of fed up with the way things are. He's a master mechanic, okay? He can fix cars, take them apart, put them back together. And I told him the other day, I said, you know, how would you like to become an aviation maintenance tech? He just looked at me and laughed. He says, I don't know anything about airplanes. Well, you don't need to know anything about airplanes. You'll teach them what they need to know, and you go from there.
Sure, you know, people that have mechanical ability, you know, it is a transferable skill set. You know, at National Aviation Academy, all you're going to do is we're going to train you in the particulars that involve aviation maintenance. Yeah, you already have mechanical ability. You know, bring those skills, bring those tools, you know, into the aviation industry, and there's no reason why you would not be successful.
And the best part about it is there is a camaraderie, just like in the military, because a lot of the guys that are there are military. They take pride in their work. They say, look at that big silver bird. You know, I've heard them using expression before. Look at that big silver bird going up. I just worked on that.
Sure, sure, absolutely. You know, the aviation industry is a very diverse field, from a lot of different backgrounds, but there is a lot of, veterans in the aviation industry. You know, myself, I've worked all over the Southeast United States, up and down the East Coast, at many different locations. You meet people that are from all branches of the service. You know, for me, you know, I'm a Marine, and so, you know, Marines, we all stick together. You have that instant bond. So when you step brand new into a job, you may not know anybody, but you quickly, you know, can form a bond based off your military service that all of you have in common. So, you know, those individuals that are out there help you transition into a new company and into a new industry, you know, fairly easily.
And I'm glad you said that, because again, the camaraderie is extremely important, and military guys and gals, they get it. And people that have been in business that have worked for a long time, like in the car industry or the truck industry or HVAC or whatever, they get it. They understand it, because again, it's not a competition. It's something that you're all working together to achieve the same goal. And obviously the goal is to get an aircraft up in the air and get it flying safely. That's what everybody wants to do. But one of the things you do at National Aviation Academy is you probably have to do a fair amount of, what's the word I want here, counseling. Because sometimes you'll have a student. What happens if you get a student that comes in and goes, man, I'm having problems with the books and this, that, and the other? What do you do then?
Sure. You know, at National Aviation Academy, it is a huge undertaking for anybody to come to either one of our locations, because it is a 2,000-hour, 3,000-hour program. It is 7 days a week. It is 7 hours a day, 5 days a week. So it is a full-time job. You know, people are going to have struggles. You know, we talk to those individual students. We set them up on action plans. We try to give them all the help that we possibly can. And we also have some access to resources that if a student's having some issues in their personal life, we can also point them in the right direction to get help there. So, you know, National Aviation Academy, when somebody enrolls, we understand the commitment from a financial and a time aspect that they put in. We want them to be successful and get through the program. We're here to help them complete the program. Show up every day with a good attitude. If you're struggling with something, communicate to us, and we will be there to help you out to the best of our ability.
Okay, I got a question here from Alan in Oklahoma City. Let me see here. I got to make this quick because it's a long question, so I'll shorten it up here. I'm in Oklahoma City. I used to live in Lakeland. Got relatives in Lakeland. When's your next class start?
Right now, we're going to start a night shift class July 1st down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus. Our day shift class is going to start sometime in August. I don't know the exact date. Again, we had to transition a bunch of schedules because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But contact National Aviation. Call the 1-800 number. Go on nea.edu. And, you know, just ask a question, and they'll put you in contact with an admissions rep, and we'll get you all set up.
Okay, that's Bo Browning. He's with the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget to check out my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's, give him a call, 941-922-2345, located at 4540 Clark Road. Tell him the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be talking about a lot of the same stuff you heard about. It's not going away anytime soon. Have yourself a great day. Stay dry. Stay safe. Stay happy. God bless.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.